I'm Maria Dudziak, joined in the studio by Lisa Gowdy. She's with the State of Alaska Office of the Long-Term Care Ombudsman, and she is Assistant Ombudsman. Good morning.
Good morning, Maria.
Thanks for being here. And explain what that office is.
The Long-Term Care Ombudsman's Office advocates for residents 60 years of age and older residing in licensed facilities in the state. That would be assisted living homes and nursing facilities. We resolve issues that come to our office concerning these residents. Our role is to resolve the issues to the satisfaction of the resident. We also conduct unannounced drop-in visits to all licensed facilities statewide, assessing conditions and meeting with residents to explain our role and just establish rapports with them so if they do have any issues that they're unable to take care of themselves, they feel comfortable contacting our office.
And specifically, this is for people who are in facilities. There's different assistance available outside of your group for those who, say, are in a home, their own home.
Yes. And actually, our statute, our Alaska statute, has basically two parts. Part A states that we shall investigate and resolve issues for residents in long-term care facilities. Part B gives us a little more latitude to assist resident or assist elders outside of licensed facilities in senior housing situations, or if they have any concerns regarding any provider of a senior service. So that kind of opens up a really broad range of issues that we can assist with. And I would say that probably about 15 to 20% of our cases that we do take on, you know, have to do with elders outside of facilities. But a majority of the work is in facilities.
And do you get – what happens? Do people, shall we say, give you tips? How do you know it's you need to investigate?
Well, you know, through our facility visits that we do, people know that they can contact us if they have any concerns. We also have posters up that state if you have any complaints in a facility, you know, to contact your ombudsman. There also is a statute in the state regarding mandatory reporters that they are required to report any issues of if they have any idea that there is any abuse or neglect going on, that they are required to report to the state. There are several oversight agencies for these facilities, and sometimes our jurisdictions do overlap, but we all work together to really ensure the quality of care and quality of life for residents in facilities, definitely.
And what are you doing in Ketchikan now?
What brings me to Ketchikan is an unannounced visit, and I spend time in the Peace Health Long-Term Care Facility, Pioneer Home, and The Manor, which is a smaller assisted living home. And this is just one of the visits that I do quarterly, assessing conditions and touching base with residents. I'm also here because we do have a volunteer. The Ombudsman's Office does have a volunteer program statewide because we have over 280 licensed assisted living homes throughout the state, as well as 18 nursing facilities. So that's quite a number of facilities for just our staff of three to cover. Our volunteer program is something that we've been really working hard to increase the number of volunteers statewide to give us more coverage in the homes. And we do have a volunteer here in Ketchikan, and I'd sure like to find a few more. So our volunteer program entails about 12 hours of classroom work, which we have just established a program online so they don't have to leave their home. And then I come down for 8 hours of field training. Volunteers are certified ombudsmen. They have pretty extensive training in elder issues, and they really are a valuable part of our ability to touch base and keep in touch with our Alaskan elders.
And what do the volunteers specifically do? Do they periodically visit their home?
They do. They also do visits that are unannounced. Again, assessing conditions. And, you know, I think it's really important that elders know that they have an advocate in cases where, like I say, they can't resolve their issues. Excuse me. We really do encourage self-determination because these these residents do have rights in the home. These are their homes, and they have a say in, you know, their daily routines. They have a say in their care. And if they are unable to resolve the issues, we want them to feel comfortable. And part of the volunteer program that's so valuable is it gives them a regular person in the community that they know they can contact, you know, as well as us in Anchorage. However, it does take time to get down here if something comes up. So I'm really pleased to have a new volunteer here.
How much time is someone committing as a volunteer?
We ask for about 3 to 4 hours a month. You know, it's nothing significant. Also, if we do get a call of concern into our office and it's something that we feel the volunteer can manage, we can have somebody there, you know, within a day if we contact our volunteer and ask them to go check out an issue. So that's really nice.
You're here to do these inspections. What are you specifically looking for? What kinds of things are you?
Well, you know, when we go into the facilities, I've been doing this going on 9 years and am very kind of keen to how things should be run. We also establish a connection with the staff. You know, we do a lot of observation. The volunteers would basically do what I do when I come down for the visits. However, depending on the issues that they find, depending on what those issues are, determine whether or not they work to resolve them or whether they call our office and we do a case and I come down.
And can you give an example, I guess, of some kind of issue that you might encounter?
Definitely. I would say, okay, so going through just a regular friendly visit, we get concerns. Believe it or not, one of the biggest concerns we get is food. Food is very important to our elders. You know, it's something that they look forward to. It's definitely a quality of life factor. Food issues can be a concern. I've had concerns of call buttons not being answered properly, PRN medications not being provided timely. PRN medications would be as needed. So if an individual, say, like has a PRN pain medication that they call because they're in pain and it takes an hour to get that, that's not okay. So we work to resolve very simple issues all the way to systemic issues in facilities.
Okay. And how have inspections been going so far?
I'm pleased to say here in Ketchikan, they've been going pretty well. I haven't been to the nursing facility yet, but we spent several hours at the Pioneer Home. No huge issues. But, you know, I think that one of the real benefits of our office is going into these facilities increases accountability. I mean, the staff knows that we are a regular presence. They know that we're establishing rapport with the residents. And it's just anything that can be done to increase accountability and enhance the quality of life and quality of care of these elders is our primary goal.
So you're here in Ketchikan now, and then you tour different facilities throughout the state. Is that
there's three of us investigators in our office, and we each have a region of the state. My region is Southeast Alaska, the 99504 zip in Anchorage, the Mat-Su Valley, and Barrow.
That's interesting.
So I oversee 10 of the 18 nursing facilities and about 65 assisted living homes. And so that is my assignment for 3 years. So I'm in my first year of this region, which I'm thrilled about because I'm from Southeast Alaska.
So you said you've been working for 9 years. So do you change every 3 years, you change the region?
Yes.
Okay.
That's our new protocol.
Gotcha. Okay. Is there anything else that you wanted to mention about this?
Well, if anybody out there is interested in learning a little bit more about our volunteer program here in Ketchikan, the contact in our office is Catherine Curry. And her number is 334-2535. She is working now on scheduling the next training, which will probably be toward the end of July, sometime in that region. Summertime is a real difficult time to get people to commit to a training. But she conducts these trainings throughout the year. So if anybody is interested in more information, again, they can contact Catherine Curry at 334-2535. We also have a toll-free number, 1-800-730-6393, or people can get more information on our website, which is www.akoltco.org.
And thinking about qualities to be a volunteer ombudsman, what does it take, I guess, personality-wise or just skill-wise to do that well?
Well, you know, basically a desire to work with elders, enjoying elders. I mean, it's a very rewarding. I actually started out as a volunteer for this organization when I was working for Alzheimer's Resource Agency. I encountered a situation in a home that was just appalling. And, you know, I made a few calls and I found out about the long-term care ombudsman, having never encountered them before. And my question to them was, how do we cover these issues? You know, who is out there looking for these things? Because it was just by happenstance that I came across this one issue. And I was told about the volunteer program. And I said, well, sign me up, you know. But I was working full-time, had three kids. But I managed to do volunteering for a couple of years. And then this position opened up. The ability to communicate, empathy, understanding about the aging process, and respect for our elders is critical. Wanting to make a difference in somebody's life. I mean, that is really a privilege in working with this population is many times the simplest thing can just totally enhance their lives, and for them knowing that there's somebody that they can count on. I mean, it really is, it's very rewarding and a great privilege to be able to help our Alaskan elders. So those are basically the qualities we'd like to see.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Lisa Gowdy, Assistant Ombudsman with the Office of the Long-Term Care Ombudsman, and we will put contact information with this report up on our website later this morning.